AFL Footy Report. The Footy is on the radio.
Triple M rocks football.
Yeah, footy season is well and truly back, isn't it? We've got the AFLW preliminary competition happening this weekend. Adelaide Crows and Melbourne. Brisbane take on Collingwood. Not to mention, of course, the local football competition, the Sunraysia Football Netball League, the continuation of round number one this weekend. And we'll check out some of those games a little bit later on this morning. Don Harley, very good morning to you. Donald, how are you?
Morning, Matt, man. I'm great, mate. And wasn't it great to see football back at South Mildura last week with South and Irimple taking on each other for the Good Friday clash? It was brilliant to see so many people come out.
It certainly was, mate. Certainly was. All right, so let's get into it. Round number four, big game tonight. Sydney take on Essendon. Now, how good were Essendon last week? Unreal.
Yeah, that's it, mate. So both big winners from round three. Sydney, interestingly enough, are 3-0 to start the season, but not only on the field, they've also 3-0 with the NAB Rising Star, Errol Goulden, Braden Campbell and Chad Warner all earning selection. So I've got Sydney at the SCG by 38 points.
All right, Port Adelaide and Richmond on Friday night.
Yeah, Port licking the wounds after a knick-knack clinic in the West last week, mate. And also Richmond need to bounce back after being pantsed by Sydney at the G, so Port by 10.
Four games on Saturday, starting with the Bulldogs and Brisbane.
Yeah, Brisbane's still stuck in Victoria after the COVID lockdown in Brisbane, so they travel up to Mars Stadium in Ballarat, which would be great for those in Ballarat. Josh Bruce kicked 10 last week, and Adam Treloar had his best game for the Bulldogs. So Bulldogs by 15 to make it 4-0 to start their year.
Up the mighty West Coasters, mate, St Kilda versus West Coast.
Horror start for St Kilda under Brett Ratten's tenure with another best 22 player to miss the year. Jade Gresham obviously out with an Achilles injury, and the news not much better for West Coast with Luke Shuey going out. So, Matt, man, for me, West Coast quality bats a little bit deeper to overcome the travel factor. So I've got West Coast in a tight one, 8 points.
Gold Coast and Carlton.
Well, wasn't Harry Mackay great with 7-5 last week and Cripps and Sam Walsh dominating out of the middle. The Suns lose co-captain Jared Witts to a season-ending knee. So I've got the Blue Baggers up at Metricon, 12 points the margin.
Collingwood and GWS Giants.
Yeah, well, Collingwood's season looks very different if the siren goes 30 seconds earlier last Friday night against Brisbane. They could be 2-1 rather than 1-2. Giants, very, very disappointing, so I've got the Pies at home, 20 points the margin.
All righty, three games on Sunday. North Melbourne take on Adelaide.
Well, Tex Walker leading the Coleman medal. He's been brilliant with another six-goal performance last week. North, I don't think there's much they can do to get off the ladder at this point, so I've got the Crows to upset, or rather to travel and win, 28 points the margin.
Melbourne and Geelong.
Melbourne for mine. Melbourne have been very, very good and established some form lines by travelling up to Sydney to beat GWS. Cozzy Pickett kicked 4 in that clash. Geelong lose star Sean Higgins to a hamstring, so Melbourne for me, 14 points.
And what about Fremantle and Hawthorne?
Yeah, difficult to know where Fremantle are at after they lost convincingly to Carlton last week. Hawthorne up and about, largely thanks to O'Meara, Mitchell and Shields, and also the welcome return of Chad Wingard and Mitchell Lewis up forward. So I've got Freo in the West, but I'm not confident, Matt, man. I'm going to say 14 points, but not confident.
Not confident?
Not confident. I think the Hawks, I'm just struggling to find the form lines of the Hawks at this point. So it's only the travel factor, Matt, man, that's got Freo over the line for me over in the West.
Yeah, looking forward to watching that. It's going to be fantastic. And obviously listening, Triple M Rocks Football with thanks to McDonald's. And, of course, the best call right here at Triple M. Make sure you tune in tonight. And, of course, the local competition, AU United take on Mildura, Merbein versus Robinvale Euston, and the Wanneroos take on Redcliffs. Imperials have the bye this week. That's happening on Saturday, of course, here locally for the local football competition, the Sunraysia Football Netball League. Don, you're a superstar, mate. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Donny.
Thanks, Batman.